Joining me on the phone right now is author Reese Bowen. Her new book, Mrs. Endicott's Splendid Adventure, is out in stores on August 5th, and she's on the phone now. Hey, Reese.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
I am doing good. I love the new book.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I enjoyed writing it. It was probably my favorite book to write ever because it was, you know, in many ways it was like living vicariously for me to go and go down to the south of France and to refurbish an old villa. I mean, what more could you ask?
So, did you go to the south of France?
Oh, yeah. I've been many times. I mean, it's one of my favorite places on earth. And I knew where I wanted to set this. And there's a little town called Cassis, which is near Marseille. And now it's quite popular and touristy. But I wanted to picture it as it was before World War II, just a little quiet fishing village. Anyway, I went back right when I was writing the book. And we stayed there for a week and sat on the waterfront bistros and had bouillabaisse and had all the things one does there. So it was very good because I'd started writing the book based on my memories of the place. And then when we went back, I was able to say as we were driving that, oh, there are many more trees here than I remember. Although this is where the so-and-so happened. So it was great because I was right there.
Yeah, I didn't want to insult you by saying this is one of my favorite books, too, that you've ever written.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm delighted. I hope lots of people will say that because, to me, it was a very, it was a book for me that probably had everything I wanted. You know, it had characters, really great feeling of characters who bonded, really nice people, and coming through adverse times, and and my heroine, I think she's been the perfect wife to her rich banker husband for all these years, and then suddenly he announces he wants a divorce. He's going to marry a younger woman, and she's completely blindsided. And you could think she could just go away in defeat. Instead of that, she steals his car, his Bentley, and drives to the south of France and creates a whole new life for herself. And so it's a great feeling of empowerment, not only for her, but for women in general, I think.
Well, and half his money.
Oh, yeah. And she gets quite a good bit of his money, too. Yeah, that was the nice thing as well. Yeah. And then the final scene was when he comes to visit was really wonderful sort of retribution time,
yeah.
I felt.
Well, she doesn't go. Ellie doesn't go alone. She takes her housekeeper Mavis, who's in an abusive relationship, and her elderly friend Dora, who not a lot of people like, including Ellie. But she decides to take Dora. Dora has money as well. They steal the Bentley and they go on their adventure. They meet up with this teenage girl that's pregnant, and you know, I had a funny feeling about her, and I'm not going to give any spoilers, but she's not what she seems, even though she convinces them that she is.
Yeah, well, Ellie, A, has not had a lot of experience of the world, and B, is quite soft-hearted. Mavis, who's the one, that's the housekeeper, who has had a very tough life, is suspicious of her from the very beginning. So, you know, it's interesting. You know, she's, obviously, she is a runaway, she is pregnant, and Ellie feels really sorry for her. But, you know, things get really twisted as they go along.
Yeah,
then
the Bentley breaks down in the small fishing hamlet of Saint Benet. Is that how you say Benet?
Saint Benet.
They end up staying there. They meet a bunch of cool people. They start their new life.
Yeah.
And everything's going, for the most part, everything's going well. And then World War II hits. Oh, this is where I was sad. Because everything up to this point was fun.
Yeah. Well, you can't have a book in which everything's happy all the time. Else you get very bored in the middle of it. But, and also, you know, I wanted to tackle how, you know, what was the war like for people in the south of France? Because for a lot of the time, when Germany invaded the north and took over Paris, they put a dividing line right through the middle of France, and the top half of France was the occupied zone, and the bottom half of France was called the zone libre, the free zone. And although they put their French puppets in control there, life was pretty much allowed to go on for a long time, until there was a lot of resistance. You know, the resistance movement was Butler was, you know, sabotaging trains and all sorts of things. And finally, Germany had had enough, and they just moved into the south of France and took over everything. And I have to tell you, you know, I've been all over France many times. It's a place I go a lot. Any little town you go to in France, there is a memorial to members of the resistance who were shot there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's just the resistance was everywhere in France. They were trying really hard to make life very hard for the Germans. And of course, after 1943, the Germans decreed that all the Jews must wear a yellow star, and then they started deporting them. Hmm. So there were lots of resistance members who helped smuggle out Jewish people, too.
And along the way, even as the war is getting underway, there may be a new love for Ellie. There may be a new love for Mavis. We learn a shocking secret about Dora. And the saddest part of the book, and I'm not going to spoil it, but there's a death of a certain minor character that had me all sad.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and, you know, I really agonized about that, whether I could actually save him. And I thought, you know, the war wasn't fair,
yeah.
And the war wasn't right. And the fact is, he, you know, this is someone you wouldn't have thought would be the hero. And he was the hero, which was really nice for me.
Yeah. So that book, Mrs. Endicott's Splendid Adventure, is out August 5th. Then we've got the new Royal Spinist novel coming out in November, a little bit later this year. I think it's November 18th.
Yeah, yeah.
From Cradle to Grave. And Georgie's up to her neck in deaths, is all I'm going to say.
Yeah, no, poor Georgie, she doesn't have an easy life ever, does she? And in this one, sort of not only battling with a new nanny, which is not going well, but then strange people keep dying. So, yeah, it's a complicated one.
Is Mummy in this one?
Mummy is not in this one, no. Mummy's still in... There's talk about Mummy because the situation in Germany is now getting very tense and worrying. And so, you know, Georgie's worried about her mother, and her mother is blissfully unaware of her own danger. Hmm. So where at one stage, are we going to have to go and rescue Mummy? That would be kind of interesting, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And we'll see. That we're hanging that over the future, I think, yes.
And is that horrible sister-in-law in this one?
She certainly is. Yeah. She plays a big part in this one. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You can't. Either Mummy or sister-in-law have to show up all the time.
And
Belinda's a lot in this one too. And yeah, it's a complicated story. I think it's a very good one. You know, Georgie's really sleuthing very hard in this one because she has to.
And is the next Molly Murphy book done?
Yes, we've turned in our edits, so it's pretty much polished, and it's coming out next March, and it is called Vanished in the Crowd, and it has to do with a big parade in New York, has to do with the suffrage movement, and it has to do with a woman scientist who has vanished, a lot to do. Our books are becoming, I think, the Molly books are becoming very slanted towards unjust treatment of women.
Yeah.
You realize that when Molly lived, half the population couldn't vote. And this woman scientist, who's brilliant, has to have her papers published by her husband because else they wouldn't be taken seriously. So, you know, you see things like that. You see how hard it would be for a woman to try and make her way in the world of science.
Now, so are you working on, since those two books are done, are you working on your next standalone now?
I am, yeah. Okay. Yes, I am. I'm in the middle of it. And it's funny because I just had to write an article for a crime magazine. And I said that, you know, Mrs. Endicott was the first book I'd really written with no mystery in it. And it's strange, as I go along, I keep thinking, where's the body going to turn up? And of course, you know, there isn't going to be a body turning up in this. So it's very strange for me to write a book that was not a mystery. But the next one, I've made up for it because it's a mystery within a mystery within a mystery. It's a book about a very, very famous mystery writer. If you imagine Agatha Christie.
Yeah.
And she's near the end of her life and she's suffering from dementia and she can't finish the book she started. So she hires a young writer to finish it for her. And as this young writer looks, does the research on the book, it takes place on the Isle of Skye in Scotland. As the young writer does research on the book, she becomes more and more convinced that it's the woman's own story. And it's a murder mystery.
Oh, good. I look forward to that next year.
Yeah. At the moment, it's called From Sea to Skye.
Okay.
The titles change all the time when marketing sort of says, no, that's not right, but we'll see.
So your writing schedule, you've got to finish this one up. When is this one due?
This one's due August the 1st.
And then you have to go right into the next Royal Spyness book?
Yep. I know. It's. I keep trying to think I'm going to slow down. It doesn't seem to happen very much, though.
Do you have any time off to do anything?
Not really. I mean, I have the odd week off now and then, but the book I'm doing, you know, the Molly Murphy books now I'm writing with my daughter Claire, and she's taken over the lion's share of the actual writing. You know, we do the plotting together, and I go through and tweak things as we go along. But she's doing like three quarters of the writing now, so that's something off my shoulders. But all the same, I'm writing all year, and the whole thing is I love writing the Royal Spyness books. They're quite a delight, and with the big standalones, I've got so many ideas that I want to tackle. I just don't, you know, I want. I've got a limited lifespan, and I want to make sure I get to them all.
Has there been ever any interest in the Molly series or the Royal Spyness books?
You mean for TV?
Yeah, TV movies.
Oh, yeah, the Royal Spyness. I mean, I've had some nibbles on Molly, but Royal Spyness now is optioned by a really terrific, prestigious TV company in England.
Oh.
And it looks very, very promising. When I talked to her the other day, she said, we've got the whole first season plotted out.
Oh, so is it all ready to go into production? I know you probably can't talk too much about it, but...
No, I can't talk too much about it, but it looks promising that we're going ahead.
Oh, well, let me ask you the most important question, though, Reese. Did the check clear?
The option check is clear.
Okay,
when all the funding is in place, that's when the whole setup check would clear.
Yeah.
You know, but that's the thing, is to get all the money together. This has a very good chance because it's an arm of ITV, which is, you know, one of the major TV companies in England. So I'm hopeful on this. The fact that when they said we've plotted out the whole first season, I thought, oh, this is really nice. So keep fingers crossed. I've had lots of options before that have come and gone, but if this one really takes place, that would be lovely. Because they will do an excellent job with it too, because they're a really good English company, and they know how to write for TV.
Now, do you know if it would be from the very beginning of the series, or would it?
Yeah, they're just going to work through the series. It's three books. Yeah, first they're doing the first three books in the first season.
Oh, okay.
With I think two or three episodes per book.
Because I don't think I came in until right before Georgie and Darcy got married.
Oh, well, you've got all the time when she... The first books, we think he's an unreliable bad guy.
Yeah. No, I didn't read back then. I'll have to catch up.
Oh, you have to go and read that.
What else is going on? We're recording this a little bit early. The book comes out on August 5th. Do you have any big plans for the summer, even though when I play this back for people, it'll be closer to the book release?
Yeah. We are... my big plan at the moment is next week I'm going to New York for the Edgar Awards because I'm up for an award.
Oh, congratulations.
So that would be really nice. My husband and I are hoping to go to England in May and June. And he likes to visit his sister, and we'll see. His health has not been the greatest.
Oh.
It's one of those things that's a bit up in the air, but we hope. We hope to be in England then. And then I hope to go to England again in September because my college friends are getting together, so I want to get together with them.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. But in the meantime, the Molly book just came out not too long ago. Mrs. Endicott's Splendid Adventure comes out on the 5th of August. And the new Royal Spyness, which we'll talk to you about, come November.
Yeah. Yes.
Have a great summer and good luck with everything, and we'll talk to you again in a few months.
Good. Thanks so much, Mark.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.